Columbus, the great admiral, had returned to Spain with news of his wonderful discoveries. There were as many ready to honor him now as there had been to laugh at him before, when he was only a poor mariner. One day a great dinner was given in his honor. There were some in the company who in their hearts scorned this low-born fellow, as they called him, and were jealous of the attentions which were shown him. They listened for a time to his tales of the voyage, but at last they could restrain themselves no longer. "We cannot see," said one, "that you have done anything so wonderful. Anyone can sail a ship." "Yes," said another, "and anyone can sail across the ocean." "To be sure," said another, "you have found a few islands, but what of that? The poorest captain can sail to those lands. It is the simplest thing in the world." Columbus leaned forward and took an egg from a dish. "Gentlemen," he said, "may I ask one of you to stand this egg on end?" One after another, the guests tried without success. "'Tis but an impertinent jest," said the noble who had spoken first. "The thing cannot be done." Columbus took the egg and struck it softly upon the table, breaking the shell at the end a very little. He then stood it on end. "Gentlemen," he said, "I am quite sure any one of you could do this. It is the simplest thing in the world, when you have been shown how."